Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, I know it took me a long time. Well, Legacy Songs is out there, and I want to say Legacy is what this show is going to be about. I just had one of those days where I'm okay. It's just the past come up the dark side of life. I spent several years of struggling in the music business. I have nothing to show for it. I had dealt with several decades of chronic adversity, being targeted and people trying to persecute me simply because I have a dream and talent. I had dealt with so many issues related to all kinds of abuses, near-death experiences, as you know, homelessness, coming across dangerous people. Then I had to alter myself to find a way to be who I need to be and to learn the basic common sense of staying away from dangerous people, regardless of where they come from. It doesn't matter what race they come from, black, white, or brown. I cannot hang out with a dangerous person. I cannot hang out with someone who's extremely mentally ill and commit crimes or harassment, a sociopath, but yet they're drawn to me. Drawn to me because I have a dream and ambition. Or see if I'm going to make it in the entertainment industry, or you know, because I'm intellectual. For this African-American person, says she called me a black genius, and she said, you know, she needs role models. I don't feel I'm a role model to someone who's dangerous or a sociopath. The same person have said that I can get settlement money from a song they may or may not have used, or saying things to press my buttons constantly, which is evil. If they have made money off my rock and pop songs or any movies, because all my songs, as I told you, were not signed away. It is on a court document. That's the only way. And there is no court document. Let me tell you the truth. As I said before, I did not sign anything away. It would have to be a court document. It would have to be a decision by a judge. And that has not happened, so I didn't make no decision. But if they use any of my rock and pop songs, because everyone is copyrighted, everyone has been on BMI-esque up, they committed an atrocity because that was my dream. That was my talent. I helped wrote that song. They didn't write anything but steal. They're evil. They're criminal. Somebody like that should go to prison. They're dangerous. There's no forgiveness whatsoever after all those decades of struggle. If this allegation is true, I have to ignore that. I don't deal with people like that. They come to my home thinking that I'm going to play a song. They even said, plug away. I'm a great songwriter, for they can steal it. They can steal my song. Because this is how they're going to do it. They're going to commit a crime by out of their mouth to look at my home with a device, which is a crime, to listen to me in the living room play my songs. They should have went to prison anyway. They're going to go to jail. I don't want this trash or this monster around me. A piece of garbage. A trash. I say that because these individuals have targeted me for years. I don't like talking like that. I like to be positive. If these people had any morals, they could write their own songs and do it legally, instead to put themselves in jeopardy or for a court lawsuit or even go to prison. Because I wanted to let them know that if they got money for that, they will eventually go to prison because they committed fraud. They manipulated the people who are on those movies or the musicians and using my name on the document, it is a crime in the state of California. They could get 3 to 10 years in prison if any of these allegations are true. For them to make up stories to press my buttons is a sign of an evil human being. Why would this trash, this monster, these dangerous people come around me? They don't want me to see because I have talent. My legacy is to overcome the chronic adversity of living on this planet to stay away from these types. I learned about these types when I was a child through my own family. I had to keep away from them because they were criminals. They used people, robbed people, steal people in other people's homes, make excuses for it. This is what they are like. They feel sorry for themselves, and then they go and hurt somebody, steal, rob, and then feel sorry for themselves. A sociopath. Do you think I want to hang out or deal with someone like that? No way in hell. But the best perspective is that it's very hard for me to say these things, but I lived a life that was so much filled with so much adversity. To deal with people like that, I'm somebody who's highly educated, who's highly and a good will to people. And to come across people like that, I don't deal with people like that. Not on this planet, not ever, not for eternity. I deal with good, decent people who know how to do honest people. That's why I keep all the drug addicts, the alcoholics, the criminals, the ex-cons away. The users, the sociopaths, they come my way. I keep them away. What's really disturbing is that they call me a role model. I'm not a role model to a monster or a sociopath, a drug dealer or something like that. I don't hang out with that type of trash. I hang out with good people. I'm sorry they are trash when they hurt people or if they steal, rob, trespass, any kind of negative intentions. They are evil. But at the same time, it's important for me to just deal with trying to be as good as I can to myself, be aware that the reality on this planet is not, you have to protect yourself. I can't go out being naive because they are vultures on this planet. But why they are, I try to be good to the people who I'm dealing with and try to be good to the world at large and tell the truth and try to be as honest and good as a stand to not to ever be someone that I just mentioned. I could never do or hurt anyone who has a dream or a talent or harass because of their jealousy. Because I can't, those people don't have the capacity. But I'm on this planet to continue with my music, continue the legacies, to write and play. I'm sorry if people hear this. If you hear me saying things that are negative, I am very sorry. It really is. I'm very sorry to say that. You're going to hear this. It's going to be all over the planet, but this is not for me to talk about. Let's talk about something good. Like the legacy songs that I make are good songs. On a plus side, with all these disadvantages that I had, I used all my adversity and all this to write songs. Like I wrote a song about trauma. I wrote a song about outcasts, or I wrote a song about unique, which is deals with rejection and deals with adversity. Because being a good person that I am, unique is to be positive because people judge me for being unique. And then people judge me, I was treated like an outcast throughout my life, rejected because people thought I wasn't the look or because of their ignorance. So I didn't fit in the mainstream because I was an artist. I had my own originality. And then because of that, I get targeted by the most dangerous. So I had to be positive. An important thing is positive people makes positive consequences. positive people, so good people. I don't deal with people who are negative. And people who are negative can hide behind it, but I'm not here to talk about that. It's about creativity. It's about expansion and trying to be positive one day at a time. I'm sure that there are lots of people on this planet who suffer from very bad experiences like I had. They suffered post-traumatic stress disorder. They probably, were successful or not, you know. They've been persecuted by dangerous people and so on. And that's why I bring up these issues and to know that I have to continue to expand. I hope I didn't push anyone away because this is not for people to question me or whatever. It's just a fact of life that if you have a gift or if you have a talent or if you have ambition, you're going to get haters targeting you, unfortunately, in some way, form, or another. People get jealous, especially the people on the dark side. They see somebody with talent like me, and they want to take that dream away. These individuals don't want me to work. They're trying to hinder me from getting expansion. They don't want me to work in the industry. So I have to continue to do that, to continue to go for those dreams and to continue to be positive, respect others as much as possible, but continue to be who I need to be, which is to be happy and to expand, because that's part of my legacy. There's only one life to live. I'm not here to be victimized, but it happens all the time. And while I didn't see my dream, and I had nothing to show for my dream, and I suffered so many years of adversity in dealing with people who try to persecute me, I still try to still be positive. Be aware of the reality of this world that is good, but we have to be careful. But I have to be careful. I have to be careful. Because it's indifferent, but still be a spirituality to continue to progress and be an artist. That's part of my legacy. Part of my legacy is to continue to create, continue to be who I need to be. And when I say legacy with my songs, it's not the ending, you know, I'm not dead or anything. Legacy is just about my past, what I did in my past, and all the music, or some of the music that's been released, because I've done so much. And I hope that your dream and your ambitions come true like I hope mine's come true. I always say that usually in my podcast because everybody deserves to be happy. And I say that because I have never experienced or been treated with respect on this planet, but I always say I have to continue despite the obstacles and try to treat myself with respect and treat you with respect because we all deserve a break. The important thing is for me to tell you is keep away from the naysayers. Keep away from them. They love to come around, the most gifted or the most talented. And, you know, I say that because, you know, they look at me and it's a wish that I do not wish for, but it's an opportunity to continue to do what I need to do. And when I say this, I'm not no preacher. These individuals think I'm some kind of priest, and I did not do podcasts to be a priest. I don't know where they come from because that's not my intentions. My intentions is to be a spokesman for what I feel as an artist and as a communicator with podcasts, which is an entertainment medium, to speak my mind and to express myself through song and to go for those dreams. I also came across these individuals who were, you know, I guess for me living in the past, you know, one individual said they come from California and they think it should be red or conservative, and I'm like, you know, they have a right to their beliefs, but California is never going to be a conservative area. We're living in the 21st century, and these people have these prejudices from their religion that, you know, any type of discrimination is wrong. Any type of discrimination is wrong. But unfortunately, regardless of color, they are dark and bad people. As I said before, I'm a spokesman to talk about these issues because I experienced it, and I'm sure other people have. I just could not believe that I experienced it for 2 or 3 decades because of some individuals' mental health issues, because they simply did not want me to succeed for no reason, and they do not even know me. Or for some individual who do not want me to succeed or own a home or anything or be a part of the American dream. I have to keep away from very sick people like that. I hang around with good people, law-abiding people. To say that I'm troubled, no, I'm not troubled. I just deal with something that I simply cannot understand. It's a reminder that we must keep our mental health issues or whatever we have, because I definitely have some from too much adversity, to in check when we come to dealing with people. While it's okay to not be okay, it's not okay to use our mental health issues as a crutch to hurt other people. And I'm not a mental health counselor either. That's for an expert. But I do know that mental illness is prevalent in the society, where people target other people simply because of their illness. I mean, being, you know, and it's important that I, as a person, stay healthy. I talk about it because part of my legacy, with the Legacy Songs album, is to continue to progress, because I'm a very good person. And I have to progress and be who I need to be. I'm just a spokesperson. I'm a philosopher, but I'm more importantly an artist. That's what I progress to be, to express thyself. If you find anything that I say offensive in this podcast, let me know, because it's not intended to be offend to anybody. I know I talk about troubles a lot at times, but it is a real thing. I came across people with their mental illness putting it on me, and I don't want to deal with that. I want to be positive and live in a tranquil environment where I can be me, but that's not so simple. I had to take care of myself, keep myself in check, and continue to create. I think one of it is that there's still ignorance about unique. There's still ignorance about unique. Here's the song Unique. And Unique is about being positive and going for dreams. It was talking about the storyline was that it was true, being rejected by the industry and continue to go for those dreams. But in general, the storyline for me is what is always continue to persist and continue to be happy. I hope that you are happy. Again, as I am a nice guy, but I'm also not a fool. The awareness of reality is different interpretations, and sometimes if we're not careful, it can fool us, and I try to be very careful. But I'm an artist, and part of the artistry in podcasting, just like songwriting and singing, is to talk about the light and talk about stuff that is inside. Clean my closet, because I have to be healthy by talking about things that I want to talk about and sometimes talk about things that are going on that I don't, because I'm sure that every human being goes. My music reflects that too, the light and dark side of life that I write about, because I have to write about everything that goes on, because it makes me a true musician or a true singer and a true artist and a true person. if I talk about whatever's going on, as long as it's in perspective and respect. I know I'm not a perfect person, but artistry is important. Communication is important as part of the artistry to talk about what's going on. To continue to create, enjoy life, but also face any demons that come my way. Now, these demons, I realize, are not from me. They're from the outside. It also leads me to know that since I was born, that while the world is a great place, it also can be dangerous if I'm not careful. So go for your dreams, but be careful. If you have a dream or ambition like I do, I have an artistry, you might be targeted by the haters and hoodlums. It happens to many talented, ambitious people. I'm one of them. They look at me as the next person to step on. When I heard them say they're going to get a settlement money, all I need to do is file a lawsuit and they'll settle out of court, I realized how evil and dangerous they really are. I didn't write my music or create for someone to use without permission. They also said that they had my signature on and in court and some. That is not true. I did not. They had my signature on things committing ID theft, which shows how evil and dangerous they are. Those are the type of people I never will affiliate or befriend or live with or be around. We're supposed to be around positive people, not negative, deranged, dangerous people looking for a victim. And they're looking at me as a victim, which is sad. These people could do a lot of things. They could write their own music, but they chose not to. Negative situation, negative consequences. Karma will come back to them. I just leave it to God. But as I said before, I don't wish them onto nothing. I have to just be positive. Be positive. I'm not a counselor, a mental health counselor, you know. That was something that I was in, but I can't be a mental health counselor because from my bad experiences and from my creativity, I just can't. I dealt with too much adversity to be in that situation. But I am not no preacher like these people. I don't know where they get that religious ideology because 2021, no way. But I am a philosopher. I believe in a motto, let people live. Let me be free. But I don't believe in the motto of harass people because they're jealous or harass me simply because I have a talent or ambition. That's how you're supposed to live. Unfortunately, racism perpetuates in society where people targeted because they thought I was too uppity. One of these people are racist. Yes, I know they're racist. It's because of my skin color. That's why they target me. Black-on-black crime happens a lot in a society. Yes. Some of these people are black. They target me simply because of my color, my skin. Seeing a black person, they want to take advantage of me, jealous, and get jealous. Use me as a motto for their self-centered motives. While I said I'm very progressive, I do not discriminate on any race. However, I came across black, white people, Latin people, who were dangerous. And I have to stay away from these people. These people should be in prison for what they did to me. But I had to let it go. Just trying to keep positive, be rational. And it's hard to be rational and be positive and go for dreams if you experience too much adversity. It really is. It is no way around it. The adversity was so much. Adversity means so much suffering. All those decades. So I have to do the best I can. Create, go for my dream. That's part of my legacy. The way I talk and act is unique and is normal in California for those who are aware and educated about people who are unique. For these people, they come from North Carolina, they come from the South, or from some place where it's repressive, possibly. I ain't saying North Carolina repressive, but they come from an area where they are living back in 1900. Come out here and bring that ideology. That's why we have laws against discrimination. Any type of discrimination is not right. Black, white, man, woman, gay, straight, Jew, whatever. is against the law. But they don't see it that way. And that's why you have to have the laws against any type of discrimination. So I try to be as good as I can. And well, that's why I do podcasts, to tell it like it is, but to be respectful. If you find anything that I say is not quite right, you can contact me. Please don't take what I say out of context, because it is part of the creative medium of communication. And remember, if you're concerned, I am fine. I mean, it's just a way to talk, vent, express thyself through music as well as communication. This is an art form podcasting, but also a knowledge to know the difference. Everything I say is honest. I'm going to be fine, because I have to realize that I have to take it one day at a time. It's not easy to be a human being. I know that for sure. But I have to continue to go for those dreams. Respect you. Respect me. Self-love is essential. And to communicate as much as possible how I feel for me to be set free. It is not intended to hurt anybody or to say something that is false or whatever. It is intended to be healthy. So I hope you have a good day. Good day, good night from Dove Night.